these two rooms here, you know, where they point up like this. Then this room here come out from that room back this way.
I know what you are saying.
Yeah. Okay, now, is that right? Is the kitchen at the front of the house, or is that at the back of the house?
What do you got there?
I've got kitchen and dining room there, because I wasn't sure where that was.
Well, you was about right to start with, then. I thought that was in front room.
Well, that's right. Here's your living room here now.
Just change this room.
To the kitchen. All right, okay.
Living room's on one side and the front
living room's... The front room and, say, living room here.
Okay.
But they all had beds in them, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've got it straight now. Do you have a special name for that style house, by the way, that has the hall down the middle?
That's called a dog trot, isn't it?
I just don't know, Elmer.
I think that's called a dog trot. I don't know.
Would you call it that, Mr. Hilton?
I wouldn't know. Now, the houses is built long with rooms, you know, in a row.
Yeah.
That was known as a shotgun house.
But do you know that term?
No.
The dog trot. You never heard that?
No, that's my first time.
Is it? No, I read.
You got that up running around somewhere.
I guess so.
Well, I don't know where that term comes from,
but I
certainly that is a common term for that sort of house.
And there's another name for it, too, I found one too.
All right, now you said the living room and the front room were two different rooms, right?
Yeah.
Do you have another name for living room?
Well,
if it were a room that were just for company, maybe?
Now, your front room would be for that. That's where Mother had her organ. That's where we pitched our parties.
I see. Do you know of any other name for that?
No, just a country house.
Did you ever call a room like that a parlor?
Yeah. We call that a parlor, front room. And the other just a living room and double bedroom on the other side.
Didn't your mother have a little settee covered with velvet and chairs to match that Werner has now or got them later or something? I don't know whether it came from your house or not.
I don't think they did.
Well,
her heart got lots of the stuff. Got away, I was the one got the rough end of it. Didn't get any stuff.
Well, that's all I know. There's just one little settee that I know of, that's all.
It might have been one from out there and she covered it.
That might have come from the barber house. You know, I don't know.
I just don't know, Alma.
I really don't know.
What do you mean by a settee? What kind of... What size piece of furniture is that? Is that a great big one or a little one?
A little love seat.
Well, it's a love seat up to where about three her size could sit in it.
Not any wider than this bed.
Is it upholstered or not?
Some are and some of them, most of them was wicker.
What, do you have another name for that long piece of furniture?
I call them couch or sofas.
Are they all the same thing?
To me, they are. I'm a country boy. I don't know this term of these things.
Well, you know, different people in different places call them different things. Did you ever hear the word dabinette?
I always call that a form of the sofa.
How do you say that?
Sofa.
No, the other one.
Dabinette?
That's the same thing as a sofa.
To me, it is.
Do you have any idea where that word came from? Because I cannot find that in a dictionary. And people say it all over the place, but I can't find it.
I think it's because it first started building in Davenport, Iowa.
You think so?
That'd be my
guess.
Well,
now, we used to call them Davenports.
Yeah, there's a Davenport, but then some people say Davenette.
Probably, they're very near the same thing, just built a little different.
How are they different, do you know?
Well, the seating part in the back probably would be different.
Do you know how they'd be different?
Well, one that's covered would be the Davenport. And the other, the Davenette, would be one that's uncovered. It'd be my...
It'd just be wood, you mean?
Yeah, or metal.
But you think they're from the same place, the two terms?
I imagine that's where they originated from.
Okay. Now, in this first house, about how high were the ceilings in that house?
They were about 10 foot.
Okay.
Some of the houses built then was 12 foot. Mm-hmm. Inez and sister and her husband, they built theirs 12 foot. That house is still standing out there on the old home place. Belongs to Riley Cagle, and he's dropped the ceiling down about 2 or 3 foot, and it's still as high as this ceiling, at least mm-hmm. 8 foot.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're hard to heat when they're that high, mm-hmm. I know that.
Well, your heat goes up there.
Yeah, right.
That's where even flies crawled on your ceiling, because it's warmer up there, they freeze your feet mm-hmm. off down on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the fly, by the way?
Yes, I think so. I hit it.
Yeah, maybe you discovered it.
I don't know, I might have just downed him.
I keep expecting this tape to run off. That's the reason I've got my hand on the button here. It's going to do any second. It looks like it's going to. I thought it was going to. Sometimes you can't quite calculate.
First thing I know, it's done run off.
Well, yeah, you can hear it flash.